current attitudes towards physical fitness. Recently, we were told by a student that setting aside time for improving his physical fitness would be a total misuse of his working hours. He assured us that he would be no better served by a fitness program than by learning to play bridge. College and his preparation for a career were his only priorities. This student has seen being physically fit as an end rather than the means we know it to be. His opinion is one of the many feelings, pro or con, that people hold about their personal involvement in a physical fitness program. Many people, including college students of all ages, spend little time in pursuit of physical fitness. Certainly, some of these individuals may have physical limitations that make activity extremely difficult, and others are engaged in time-consuming activities that, until finished, do not permit opportunities for recreation. However, what about the majority who could do much more, but do so little? Does one of the following statements sound like you? I know it's important, but I just don't have time right now. I'm already fit, and with my schedule, I'll have no difficulty staying that way. I should do more than I do, but I just don't have facilities, and I don't get much support from others. Exercise makes me feel terrible. Even when I shower, I get to my next class wet and probably smelling like a locker room. Unlike these people who have made no commitment to fitness, you may have made a commitment to a physical fitness program that might be rather narrow in scope. If one of the following comments fits you, perhaps you are failing to see the broader values of maintaining a high level of physical fitness. Everyone in the dorm runs at night. That's why I run. For every 3,500 calories I can burn during exercise, I'll lose a pound of fat. I have only 10 pounds more to drop before Christmas. This weekend will be cool and nice. Saturday looks like a good day for a personal record. Some would say I have a fear of death. Heck, I just want to live a long time. If you see your own attitude represented by one of these comments, might you be short-sighted in your reason for valuing fitness? We would suggest that you re-examine your approach to fitness and its ability to positively influence other aspects of your life. Ask yourself, what could I achieve if I were really in top physical condition? Because fitness levels are easily observed and can be measured, you can quickly start to see the emerging person you are capable of becoming. Almost daily, you can see progress and accomplishment. Keep in mind, however, that all people are different, and some may progress faster than others. In the final analysis, we think that although fitness will not guarantee that you will live longer, it can help you enjoy the years you do live.